As Ryan runs up, kicks the ball away, and we are underway here in New Martinsville. This goes to the far side, numbers for Dakota Litton. He fields it on a knee, and the knee grazes the grass. So the refs are marking him at the 20-yard line. So Magnolia starts with first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, 11:57 left to go in the first quarter. That kickoff brought to you by your local Domino's. If you're hungry, folks, call your local Domino's now to get your hot and fresh pizza, subs, wings, and dessert for the football game. As check that, the drive will be starting from their own 21. So Magnolia going right to left in this first quarter, while Central will go left to right. Magnolia starts the night in the shotgun. Empty backfield for Mirandi. As Adams goes in motion from right to left, Mirandi faking the handoff, going over to the near side here, following his blockers for a first down and a little bit more. He's past the 40 as Jalen Creighton makes the ankle tackle along the near sideline at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Corey, that was a great design play to start the game. Mirandi, you mentioned, Corey, he had 50 yards on the ground last week and a score. Get him going early in the game with his legs. We know what he can do through his arm, but get the legs moving early. And, Corey, I do want to add one thing. At the end of that play, it was close to a late hit. These are some of the narrowest sidelines I've ever seen. So that could become an issue tonight because there's a couple different lines over there on the sideline. So players might be confused on what line's what.
So something first to look and out 10 for. Here for Magnolia from their own 42-yard line after a 21-yard scamper from Mirandi. Mirandi out of the shotgun, faking the handoff to Adams, goes to the left side once again, keeps it himself, slips a tackle, and he's loose. He's in the central 30 to the 25 and gets chopped down at the knees by Bray Price at the central 23-yard line.
Well, not a bad start for Pat Mirandi, Corey. It's back-to-back plays, and that one looked like it was going to be a broken play. It looked like he stumbled out of the gate, almost tripped, but able to keep his balance and get to the outside again. Offensive line doing a great job blocking up front, creating that hole.
That was a 35-yard gain on the play for Mirandi. So first and 10 now for Magnolia, just like that, from the central 23-yard line. 11:29 left in the first quarter. No score here in this first possession of the game, but Magnolia is threatening. Ball on the near side hash marks as all the ducks get sorted in a row. Three receiver set with two to the right. It's Mirandi delivering a shovel pass here to Sebastian Stickler. As Stickler was in motion from right to left, though this goes pretty much nowhere. This is actually going to go for a loss.
Yeah, that one just never really developed for Magnolia. Nice idea on the shuffle pass, like you said, Corey, but just not a whole lot of running room out there on the outside. Try to get to the edge.
So this brings up a second and 11 for Magnolia from the central 24-yard line. Quick word here, folks. West Liberty University offers a caring, quality, and affordable college experience. You can see for yourself by scheduling a visit at westliberty.edu/visit. So on this second and 11 from the central 24, ball on the near side hash marks. Out of the shotgun here, Mirandi takes a chest-high snap, drops back a couple of steps, pump fakes, feels the heat from Mangino, so rolls over to the right, lets it go towards the end zone, and complete to Silas McKeever for the Blue Eagle touchdown.
Yeah, McKeever was, Corey, he was standing there for, like, what would you say, 5-6 seconds all alone in the end zone.
Had all kinds of time.
Nobody from Central picked him up, so good idea by Mirandi to scramble, saw that he had a wide-open guy in the end zone, blown coverage by the Maroon Knights, and that's an easy pitch and catch there for Mirandi, who just had himself a heck of a series.
So a 24-yard touchdown strike from Pat Mirandi to Silas McKeever opens up the scoring here in New Martinsville. As Mirandi stays on to attempt the PAT, kick is up, and it is down the middle and good. 10:20 left in the first quarter with the score. Magnolia 7 and Wheeling Central nothing. You're listening to the Bordas & Bordas High School Football Game of the Week on KISS 95.7. Out of the Magnolia timeout, it's 2nd and 12 for Central from the Magnolia 13. It's a straightaway handoff out of the pistol for Mangino, and it gets back to the original line of scrimmage, a gain of 2. So now 3rd and 10 for Central from the Magnolia 11-yard line with now 8 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. Magnolia up 14 to nothing, but Central is threatening. Central with a pistol look, but now goes into the shotgun. Ball is snapped. Ryan lobs it over to the near side, looking for Robbins in the back corner. Complete for the Maroon Knight. Touchdown.
Yep. Magnolia sideline complaining like they wanted a push-off. Offensive pass interference, and Corey, to be honest with you, they might have had a pretty good case. It looked like Robbins might have pushed off, but gets away with it, and that's a huge score here for the Maroon Knights to stop this bleeding that Magnolia's been pouring on them.
So Wheeling Central able to turn the turnover into points. Mangino recovered a fumble after a botched exchange from Mirandi over to Beisel. And now it's an 11-yard touchdown pass from Jacob Ryan to Anthony Robbins as Ryan stays on to attempt the PAT. And it's no good. Pushes it wide left. So first and 10 for Wheeling Central from their own 43-yard line. 6:18 left here in regulation as Central's down 14-12. Ball along the near side hash marks as they line up in the shotgun. Ryan takes a chest-high snap. Steps up, escapes a sack, hit as he throws, goes over to the far side, hash marks, tipped and intercepted. Mirandi comes away with the interception and gets past midfield into central territory. Hurdles over a man as he gets inside the central 40 and forced out of bounds along the far sideline at the central 37. And Magnolia takes over with first and 10 at the central 36-yard line. 6 minutes even. Left here in the fourth quarter with Magnolia up 14-12. Out of the shotgun, Mirandi hands off to Adams, right up the middle, gets inside the 30. Brought down eventually by Peyton Marling. And looks like the Central 27 for a gain of 9.
Yeah, good run there by Adams. Good burst of speed, and you know that's going to be Magnolia's game plan, Corey, now here as this fourth quarter rolls along under 6 minutes and counting now. And they're going to try to run the ball and run as much clock as they can to try to cap this thing off.
If time ticks down to 5:31 left in the fourth quarter. Second and one upcoming for Magnolia from the central 27-yard line. As Magnolia looks for a bit of insurance, up 14-12. Mirandi lines up behind center with Adams in the backfield. Three receiver set with two to the left. Mirandi sneaks it up the middle. And looks like he's able to get the 1 yard that he needed.
Or maybe, yeah, they might come out and measure it, but it certainly looked like he got it, Corey.
At least from our vantage point here. Refs spot the ball, they eyeball it.
Yeah, they're going to bring the chain gang.
Now they call for a measurement.
Yeah, they're going to bring the chain gang out. And I like this, though, Corey. The officials don't just think you know if it's a first down or if you think you know it's short. Be sure about it. This is a close game, a lot on the line for both of these teams. Bring the chains out and make sure you get the call right. Good job.
Again, this
officials.
Is the final week of the regular season for West Virginia. Wheeling Central looking to cap off the undefeated regular season and lock up the top seed in Class Single A, while Magnolia, with a win and some help, could get a first-round home playoff game. As the final verdict from the chain gang, it is a first down.
Yep, and that whole Magnolia offense on the field all pointed almost in unison there. They're fired up that Mirandi was able to sneak it out the middle for a first down and keep this drive moving for Magnolia and keep moving some time off the clock. And just for the folks at home, a little timeout update for you. Central, not in the best situation in that aspect of the game. They only have one timeout remaining.
And Magnolia has two remaining. So clock gets back rolling after the measurement. 4:56 left in the fourth quarter with Magnolia up 14-12. It's first and 10 for Magnolia from the Central 26. Mirandi from behind center with Adams in the backfield. Four receiver set with trips left. Mirandi tries to sneak it again. Not as successful this time around, as building a wall on that gap is Vinny Mangino.
Yep, just tried a straightforward run up the middle. Nothing working that time. Again, on the, like you like to said, Corey, the sneak play by Mirandi. And you can clearly see what Magnolia is trying to do. And remember, we were just... because it's kind of getting to that range, but Mirandi was making 40-yard field goals earlier, Corey, in warm-up, so not a question out of the question that they could try a field goal of their own when it gets down to it here.
So second and 10 for Magnolia from the central 26-yard line. They're back in the shotgun. Three receiver set with two to the right, but now Stickler going in motion here, receives the handoff on the jet sweep, going over to the near side numbers, but great pursuit there by the central defense. Coming in on the stop is Jordan Waterhouse. And this brings up a loss of one.
Yeah, it's going to bring up a huge third down play now for Magnolia. What do you do here? Do you want to run it again and keep the clock rolling, or do you try to throw it and pick up a first down through your arm? I think you got to throw this here, Corey. Don't play too conservative here. Go after it. Go and get it. Magnolia, they control their own destiny in this game right now. They can get a first down here. That'd go a long way and maybe ending this thing.
Third and 11 here for Magnolia as they break the huddle. This third and 11 happening at the central 27-yard line. Ball on the near side hash marks. Magnolia 1-for-10 on third down tonight as out of the shotgun. Mirandy hands off to Adams, bounces off one blocker as he tries to make a cut to the left side. Stopped just outside the near side hash marks by Michael Horan.
Timeout
after a
Central.
Gain of six.
Central just used their final timeout to stop it at 3:09.
Gain of two, rather, beg your pardon.
3:09 left, and Central now out of timeouts.
So as Kyle said right there, Central's final timeout of the second half. Magnolia still with two. As clock stops at 3:09 left in this fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Magnolia will have 4th and 9 from the Central 25. So with that 2-yard gain and the failed third down, Magnolia falls to 1-for-11 on third down. They're 0-for-1 on fourth down. So we'll see if Magnolia wants to go for it here out of the Central timeout.
Yeah, at the 25, yeah, I think you have to go for it here if you're Magnolia. And Corey, I think in all honesty, I mean, obviously, I'm not a betting man, but if I was a coach, this is where if I had any kind of trick play that I've worked on all season, this might be where you want to use it.
We'll see what they do here as on 4th and 9 for Magnolia from the Central 25. 3:09 left in the fourth quarter. Magnolia up 14-12. Out of the shotgun, Mirandy takes a chest-high snap, drops back a couple steps, fires it deep along the near side, in the end zone, complete to Sebastian Stickler for the Blue Eagle touchdown.
Wow, just take a shot and let your quarterback try to win you the game, and that is what Magnolia just did. Mirandy's made smart decisions all night, and he just dropped a perfect pass into the hands of his top receiver, Stickler. We told you earlier on in the game that he was going to end up making a play before this one's over, and Corey, there it was.
So Mirandy's second touchdown pass of the night, and this one finding in the hands of his favorite target, a 25-yard touchdown pass from Mirandy to Sebastian Stickler. And the Magnolia fans are loving it.